الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد بجسم سرمة الله سبحانه وتعالى لدبلتنا مكيس We upon the noble Prophet Muhammad, his household and companions all together. Today, the 14th day of the month of Ramadan, which means by next week, inshaAllah, would have been in the last 10 days of Ramadan. Ramadan, as we all, is the month of Ibadah and the most essential of all Ibadahs in the month of Ramadan is the fasting that we are undergoing to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it possible for us to see the end of this blessed month, and may it subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our acts of ibadat in it. The Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is engaged in a lot of ibadat. He would intensify his ibadat in the last 10 nights. The last 10 days of Ramadan, our mother Aisha radiallahu anha said, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يجتهد في العشر الأواخر ما لا يجتهد في غيرها. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم would do a lot of ibadat, who intensified in ibadat in the last 10 days of Ramadan in such a way that he would not do in the other days. This statement of our mother Aisha radiallahu anha and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows that the last 10 days of Ramadan are very important days. In another hadith, Aisha radiallahu anha says, إِذَا دَخَلَ الْعَشْرُ الْأَوَاخِرُ مِنْ رَمَضَانِ كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ إِذَا دَخَلَ الْعَشْرُ الْأَوَاخِرُ مِنْ رَمَضَانِ أَحْيَى لَيْلَةً وأيقظ أهله وشد المدة. When it was the last 10 days of Ramadan, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم would do nawafil at night, that is using the whole night or almost the whole night in nafilah, between recitation of the Quran, observing the Taraweeh or the Tahajjud, the Qiyamul Layl, and some other things. the most important thing is that Ahya Layla, most of his night will be in Ibadah. Wa'al Qadu Ahla, he would also wake up his family, that is his wife, to wake them up for Ibadah, that is in the last 10 nights. وشد المنبر and he will buckle up in such a way that he would not have interest in women, because he had already woken up the women to also engage in ibadah to the best of their ability. So he will not have time for the women, rather he will concentrate more on ibadah. This tells us how the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the last 10 days of Ramadan. As I said earlier, the whole of Ramadan is the month of ibadah, different ibadah: fasting, sadaqah, recitation of the Quran, and many other things that you can do in this month. Each one of us doing what is possible for him or her, what he has or she has the ability to do. But the most important thing is that they make the Ramadan different from other months. Our mother, radiallahu anha, Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, said, ما كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يزيد في رمضان ولا في غيره على 11 ركعة. In Ramadan and outside Ramadan, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم would not exceed 11 ركعة at night. He would not exceed 11 ركعة at night. In Ramadan and outside Ramadan. At times, he will place the feet, as it is established from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. But in the last 10 nights, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will lengthen his rak'ah more than the other ones. And with this, he will be able to stay up at night. As our mother radiallahu anhu says, إِذَا كان أو دخل العشر الأواخر أحيا ليله وأيقظ أهله. So Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم will spend hours in قيام الليل. Today most of us will spend 45 minutes or more than that. Some will spend 1.5 hours in their قيام الليل or in their Taraweeh. This is a welcome act. If we can do more than this in the last 10 nights, it's better. Though it may be difficult for a lot of people to lengthen their rak'ahs the way the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will lengthen it. But alhamdulillah, this is something that is subjected to the capability of individuals. It is subjected to the capability of individuals. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do this. There was a year that some of the companions they joined him. The first night, that was on the 24th of one of the Ramadan. So he didn't come out on the 24th. He came out on the 25th. They joined him again. He didn't come out on the 26th. 27th, he came out, they joined him again. So in one of these days, or this night, he concluded a salah at middle of the night. So one of the companions, in person of Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, رضي الله عنه سكري أسكت الإمام النسائي رحمه الله تعالى يا رسول الله قلنا صلى الله لو نفصلنا بقية ليلتنا why can't we complete the night in nafila that is in this qiyam that you are doing then the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said من قام مع الإمام حتى ينصرفه كتب له قيام ليلة whoever observes this qiyam this nafila with the imam until the imam finishes no matter the time the imam finishes as long as he stays with the imam till the imam finishes kutiba lahu qiyamu layla it will be written for him as if he has observed the whole night and that is why majority of the scholars are of European and Dutch you pray the Taraweeh with the Imam and the Masjid is better than you praying alone at home. Not a permission. You don't want anybody to come and pray the Taraweeh. Because the Taraweeh itself is not compulsory. It's a prerogative duty. But some scholars, and most of them, they are of the opinion that praying with the Imam in better based on the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam من قام مع الإمام حتى ينصرف كتب له قيام ليلة whoever prays with the Imam till the Imam finishes it will be written for him as if he has observed nafila throughout the night and that is why over centuries the Muslims have been eager to have their Taraweeh observed behind the Imam. However, some scholars are of the opinion that no, the one that is more rewardable, that is better, is the one that is observed in your house. Why do they say that? In one of those nights, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam observed this prayer with the people, and the people were expecting him, he didn't come out. So when it was Suk, he came out for Suk prayer, he said to them, لَمْ يَقْفَ عَلَيَّ سَنِعُكُمْ What you people are up to was not hidden from me. I knew that you were expecting me to come out. وَلَمْ يَمْنَعَنِ أَنْ أَخْرُجَ إِلَّا أَنِّي خَشِيتُ أَنْ تُفْرَضَ عَلَيْكُمْ Nothing prevented me from coming out except that I was afraid that if I should continue like this with you, a verb might come to say it's compulsory to be observing the way we observe it. Then he made a statement. Some new people you should pray in your houses. أفضل صلاة المرء في بيته إلا المكتوبة. The best salah that somebody observes is the one that he observes in his house. إلا المكتوبة. Except the compulsory salah. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahmahu Allah ta'ala having a different opinion from the other imams said this is an evidence that Salat al-Taraweeh is one of the nawafil, not compulsory. So to observe it at home is better based on this hadith of Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu. So alhamdulillah we have different ways of getting reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you know that you prefer praying at home, mu'am. If you prefer praying behind the Imam, mu'am. Both are correct. And that was why Umar radiallahu anhu, when he saw the people praying qatabi in the mosque, that is this Taraweeh, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam observe the companions for some nights, not all the nights of Ramadan. So for people, they continued like that, but they were praying quietly in the mosque. This one will pray behind this imam, another will pray behind another imam, and the same time in the masjid. فعمر رضي الله عنه said, لو جمعناه على قارن واحد. It would be okay to appoint an imam for them, leading them. So he appointed Ubay ibn Ka'ab to lead them. But Umar himself did not join them. He wasn't the imam of the Muslims. But he didn't join them. He would prefer to stay at night, in the last part of the night. One day he came out, he saw them praying. There was a kind of, you know, arrangement, perfect rules. So Umar of the Allah and said, this is good. One that is yanamuna anha after. But the last part of the night is better. So scholars say, which one should we take the people to? Should we ask the people that let's delay the tarawih that you are observing till the last part of the night? Or we should continue the earlier praying after Isha? Majority of the scholars say, let people continue the earlier praying. Because not everybody has the ability to wake up at night. And that's why you see, after Salat Isha, the Abbas Nafila of Isha, Suraka, then you start the tarawih. It is not in line with the Sunnah to terminate the Tarawih, to finish the Salat al-Isha, and immediately you start to watch Tarawih. There is 2 rakah after Salat al-Isha, Nafila. Number 2 rakah after Salat al-Isha. So you observe that, then after that, the Imam passed the Tarawih. This is good. But if the Jama'ah is in an environment, so you want to delay it to the last part of the night, or middle of the night, in that environment, if the people, they all agree, because it's something that has to do with the people. The Imam has to flow with them in this area, in this regard. So if they decide they want to do it that way, to the middle of the night or last part of the night, this is better. In line with what Umar has said, and in line with the statement of the Prophet that says that Man khashiya, whoever is afraid, Allah yakuma akhir al-layl falyu'ti awwala. Whoever is afraid that he might not wake up at the last part of the night, falyu'ti awwala, he should observe his witr at the beginning of the night. That he is after Salat al-Isha, he will do it. Wa man tamia an yakuma akhir al-layl, but whoever has the desire to rise at the last part of the night, then yutir akhirah, it should delay to the last part of the night. Fa inna salata akhir al-layl mashhuda. For the prayer of the last part of the night is witnessed by the angels. So this tells us that this last part, the last part of the night, is better, based on the statement of the Prophet. However, it will be difficult for us to have large number of Muslims like that in the last part of the night. So there is provision for us to continue the way we are doing. Now, people are used to some things. That is having many imams leading the Salat Tarawih. Not the Salat Tarawih. This is not really the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You appoint one person to lead the whole 11 rakahs, unless he can get tired, and that person can replace him. So it is wrong. It is not in line with the Sunnah. You say somebody should pray 4 rakahs, that person pray 4 rakahs, or somebody should pray 2 rakahs, that person pray. No. That was not what Omar left the people on. To make somebody to lead the whole salah. However, if he gets tired, another person can continue from where it starts. But for us to make it a kind of program, so this one we lead this, we lead 2 rakah, we lead 4 rakah, so this is not in line with the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will observe 11 rakah. He will lengthen this 11 rakah in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. But not all of us can do that. And that is why majority of the scholars, in fact, some claim there is unanimity on it that you can observe more than 11 rak'ah, you can observe more than 13 rak'ah, you can observe 20 rak'ah for the Taraweeh, then maybe 3 rak'ah for the Witr or Iraqah for the Witr. And that was the practice during that of the Tabi'un in Mecca. Why in Medina during that of Imam Malik, they will observe about 46 or so rak'ah. In order not to make things difficult for people, they try to reduce the length of each rak'ah. All this, there is no harm in them. Though the best is to observe 11 rak'ah, that's the best. But we should not wish that it must be 11 rak'ah. Why? Because the way the Messenger of Allah will lengthen is, most people cannot do that. 11 rak'ah, observing it for 6 hours, how many of us can bear that? So, and that's why we can maximize this night. You pray according to your ability. So this is something that is important. Another thing is that this last 10 nights are the nights that are what we know as Laylatul Qadr. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell us about the importance of Laylatul Qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the importance of Laylatul Qadr. Allah says Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 moons. That is 33 years, 4 months. The ibadah that you are opportune to do in that night alone is better, not equal. It is better than your ibadah done by another person for a period of 83 years. So that's why we struggle to get this night. Alhamdulillah, any Muslim that observes his 5 daily prayers, that engages in some ibadat, will witness that night. Because when we say night, a night starts from Maghrib. So if you are opportune to witness an Isha or Maghrib of a night, you have witnessed Laylatul Qadr. So it is good for you to increase your acts of ibadah. But what exactly is the night? Is it 24th? Is it 22nd, 23rd, 24th? Which night? There is no clear text that says it is so and so night. So Laylatul Qadr moves from one of the nights of the last 10 nights. And that is why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَالْتَنْ سُوَىٰ تِسْتَبْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ This is Ramadan. In 1 year, he told them, look for Laylatul Qadr in the last 7 nights. In another, he said, فَالْتَنْ سُوَىٰ تِسْتَبْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ In Ramadan. Look for it in the last 10 days of Ramadan. And one of the nights, it has happened on the 24th night. That is the very night that it started, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered into al-Itikaf. That very night was the night of Laylatul Qadr. So it can be on the 27th. It can be on the 29th. So that's why it is something that is important, that we try to maximize this night with a lot of ibadah. Nawafil, recitation of the Quran, Sadaqah, and many other things. And many other things. One of the things that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would do in order to get Laylatul Qadr is what we call i'tikaf. I'tikaf. What is the meaning of i'tikaf? That is i'tizam. That is for you to stick to the masjid, not leaving the masjid except for something that is compulsory or very necessary. Like going to eat, defecate, urinate, take your bath. These are necessities that will make you leave the masjid. You remain in the masjid throughout the last 10 nights, throughout the last 10 days of Ramadan. Being watched? Shouting? No. Rather, reading the Quran, observing Nawafil, and so on and so forth. If there is a lecture going on in the mosque, can you listen? No one you can listen. But the main target is not to come for lecture. The main target is for you to increase the ibadat, azkar, recitation of the Quran. So you leave your people, you come to watch, to speak with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That doesn't mean that one can not share with people, but this should be limited. Let me know if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a tikaf. And I thank his wife to come visit him. And when they are going out, you will see them off the beach and come back to the mosque. So he did itikaf for several years. In one of the years, one of the wives of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam intended to do. She erected her own tent in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When another wife saw her, she also erected her own tent. Another one erected her own tent. So all the wives of the Messenger of Allah started erecting their tent. When the Messenger of Allah saw that, he said, "I'll give that to it now. Do you want piety or something else?" So he suspected that action of theirs to be something of jealousy. So he asked them to dismantle it. And the Messenger of Allah, Allah himself did not do itikaf during that Ramadan. But he takes his part in the following month, Shawwal. But after the death of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his wife, he did itikaf at times. Because then they were free. They were free, so they did itikaf. So itikaf is one of the ways of getting more reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, particularly searching for Laylatul Qadr, for those who want to do it. The itikaf as done by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is what we have explained. And in the itikaf, in another way, maybe a day off, or some days, or some hours. This is not the sunnah. But this one does it more. Because the itikaf is that. It's for you to speak to something. Speaking to the masjid for a period of time, for the intention of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is something that is permissible according to what most scholars have said. But the real itikaf, as done by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is throughout the 10 days, or the last 10 days of Ramadan. So this is important. Now, conclusively, I say some people erroneously, they think that Laylatul Qadr is on the 27th only. And that's why I say some people, they will be the Umrah on the 27th night of Ramadan. This, there is no evidence for it. What the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, is Umrah in Ramadan ta'abidu hajjah. Umrah done in Ramadan is equal to Hajj. He didn't say Umrah done in the last 10 nights, or Umrah done on the night of Al-Qadr. He didn't say that. So that's why I see those who are learned, they look at some people when they see what they do and they start to smile, because ignorance makes it more difficult for people. But when you are enlightened, you know what to do at the right time. So say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it possible for us to maximize the reward of the last 10 days of Ramadan, and may he accept it from us as act of ibadah. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه الله سبحانه وتعالى الصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم إيتي أبارة وصمي بإسمي أناني فتاكي أجمعوا أجمعوا كي أقاريو شهر رمضان bó ti ẹ̀ jẹ́ pé gbogbo ọjọ́ ramadan àti ooru rẹ̀ ló pàtàkì nínú ẹ̀sìn ṣùgbọ́n àwọn ọjọ́ mẹ́wàá àtòrò mẹ́wàá tó parí ẹ̀yí wọ́n pàtàkì púpọ̀ níbi wípé ìyàwó Aisha ọlọ́run ayé ló sì wọ́n ní ànábọ̀ Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a máa ṣe ìgbìyànjú ní ọjọ́ mẹ́wàá tó parí oṣù Ramadan irú ìgbìyànjú tí ó fi ń ṣe nínú àwọn ọjọ́ tó kù a máa ṣe ìgbìyànjú nínú àwọn ọjọ́ mẹ́wàá tó parí oṣù Ramadan irú ìgbìyànjú tó ṣe pé kò kì í ṣe inú àwọn ọjọ́ tó kù bákan náà ìyàwó Aisha radhiyallahu anha ó ti kú yé wa ó ní tí ọjọ́ mẹ́wàá tó parí oṣù Ramadan bá wọlé Annabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam máa ń fi àwọn ooru yẹn ṣe ìjọsìn ó túmọ̀ sí pé èyí tó pọ̀ jù nínú ooru yẹn kò ní sùn yóò máa yẹn náfílà kó máa ka Qur'ani kó máa ṣe àṣàr kò tó pọ̀ jù ní ó túmọ̀ wá ń jí àwọn aráalé rẹ̀ láti join rẹ̀ káwọn náà lè ṣe bó bá ṣe rọrùn fáwọn bí ó ṣe ti fi ẹ̀ àwọn náà yóò jí wọn ìtàwọn náà bá lè ṣe kálukú ó ṣe ní dèdè tí agbára rẹ̀ bá dé ẹ̀ẹ́n yóò múra jí ọ̀rọ̀ àgbóbìnrin láṣepọ̀ yóò avoid ẹ̀ nígbà yìí bó tẹ̀lé pẹ́pọ̀ kì í ṣe èèwọ̀ ṣùgbọ́n ìṣe sí Annabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìyàwó Aisha ti sọ nílé olùgbìyàn wípé ó pàtàkì ìtawà náà bá lè ṣe ìkáṣe ara rí wípé láti bẹ̀rẹ̀ òun láti ń ṣe náfílà pàmò sí ara rẹ̀ níbò ní àwọn olùní àlò 45 minutes àwọn ní àlò 1 hour 30 minutes 20 minutes wọ́n bá ṣe rọrùn sáwọn èèyàn sí àti ìpa bá ṣe wo àwọn ẹ̀jẹ̀ máa wá sí torí yẹn pàtàkì púpọ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ ni àwọn mí wọ́n pìfẹ́ káwọn da kí fúnra wọn méjèèjì náà ló lẹ́rì lápọ̀gbọ̀n Annabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam méjèèjì náà ni ó lọ́rọ̀ lápọ̀gbọ̀n àwọn àfẹ́ẹ̀sì alimamu shafi'i ọlọ́run bá kó bá wa kẹwọn àwọn pìfẹ́ kéèyàn da kí fún rẹ̀ ó lè wọ́n dáa kípẹ̀ láwọn fámílì ẹ̀lẹ́ o eléyìí náà lè ní wọ́n fi jọ umar rọ́dí aláwà ní umar náà ó gbọ́ ọyé látọ̀dọ̀ Annabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam torí pé Annabi kírun fún àwọn èèyàn ó ń kírun òun kọ́ ló pe àwọn èèyàn wá jẹ́ ẹ̀yẹ ṣùgbọ́n àwọn èèyàn wá jẹ́ ẹ̀yẹ fún bí ooru bíi mẹ́ta ìkan náà àwọn ooru tó ń dàwọn láàrin Anẹ́bí ò jáde àwọn sàábé kọ̀ọ̀kan ni àwọn amúbi ẹ̀wọ̀rọ̀ òkúta wọ́n ń sọ ọgbọ́dún tánàbí wà láti lè fi kọ́ làtẹ́ńṣà Annabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam Annabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam wá sọ fún wọn pé ilé ìṣe ìgbà tí wọ́n pàdé wọn lásìgbà wọ́n ní gbogbo ilé ìṣe ṣùgbọ́n kò sí ní tí ò lè jáde wá òní pé ẹ̀rù ń bà mí kó mọ̀ pé tí n bá tún kí fún yín ni tí n bá tún kí fún yín yóò di wípé ayo padà wá wá tí yóò ní ọ̀ràn yẹn ni tó ní ẹ̀ máa kí n lè yí inú tẹ́ kí n lè yí òun ló fi yín láátá jùlọ eléyìí ìmáàmù ṣááfìyí dìbò eléyìí ni umaru dìbò àtàwọn afá mi túmọ̀ gbọ́rọ̀ àwọn afá wọ́n gbórí lẹ́yìn rẹ̀ tí wọ́n ń kiri túmọ̀ gbọ́rọ̀ gbọ́rọ̀ òfin jọ ẹ̀yìn wa túmọ̀ ìtàwọn èèyàn ó fi máa kí tó ẹgbẹ́ ìmáàmù oríṣiríṣi yóò bẹ̀rẹ̀ mọ́tẹ́láṣí kan náà lásìkò kan náà kó mọ́ ronú ẹ̀ sọ́ọ̀bù yẹn ẹyẹ ènìyàn kan fún yín kó mọ líìjì ẹnìyàn ló ń líìjì òun yóò lè líìjì wọn tó ìparí ẹ̀ tó lè jẹ́ pé ibi tó bá súnmọ̀ mu òun ni pé èèyàn kan náà ni ó líìjì òun èèyàn kan ni ó líìjì tara àwé àbá wàá fọ àgùn kó jẹ́ wákàtí méjì o wákàtí mẹ́ta o èèyàn kan ni ó líìjì tó wá rẹ̀ ẹ́ tí ò lè kọ̀ntínú ẹlòmíì lè gbaṣẹ́ fún sọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ pé ìṣe táwọn èèyàn máa ń ṣe láwọn mọ́ṣáláṣí ni tó ṣe wípé wọ́n ò ní òkè ìwọ òkè ráka méjì eléyìí náà ọ̀nà ìmúra ẹ̀sìn kọ́ ánì dára òun òkè ráka méjì eléyìí òkè ráka mẹ́rin eléyìí tí ó sì rí òsínú sunna Annabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. ce qu'il a fait, le Eléina a les transparé. C'est la scène. A tous les places, il faut qu'on. Si on va dire le 14 au Wallon. Eléina, il faut dire le 14 au Wallon. On n'a pas mis les états au fond, en plus de 40 ans. Il y a un mot de ce mandat qui est signé. Si on dit, on a 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 dit, on àwọn ní ó ṣe kí o bá yí ó ní ibi àwọn tó fẹ́ kí sára rí umaru máa dì lé ti ṣe ẹ̀dẹ̀ parí òru torí ọ̀rọ̀ tí a nígbà mohammed sallallahu alaihi wasallam tó sọ wípé ẹni tó bá ń bẹ̀rù fóun lè má jì í ní parí òru ó tètè kí wútìrí rẹ̀ kó tó sí ṣùgbọ́n ni tí ó bá yẹ pé ọkàn rẹ̀ balẹ̀ àbí tó tàn náà wípé owó jí ní parí òru kó kí ìwọ ní ìparí òru yẹn òun ló fi dáa jùlọ torí pé ìrìnà ìparí òru àwọn mọ̀láíkà máa ń jẹ́rìí sí tàbí àwọn wítínẹ́sì ẹ̀ nígbà tẹ́ ẹ bá ń kí so eléyìí ó fi dáa súnmọ́ gbogbo ìtaláwà wà láyé bá ń ṣe ìrọ̀rùn ní gbogbo ẹ bá dé ó ní ṣe pẹ̀lú pdp lọ ó ní ṣe pẹ̀lú àwọn jẹ̀mára ní saudi ó lọ́ bàbá àgbàlagbà kan kò kí ń jọ ènìyàn wọn sábà ń kì láti kò kí ń jọ ènìyàn ní mọ́ṣáláṣí tí òun wà ó máa ń rí fẹ́ kó ń dáa kí torí bóbi ní ìgbé iye awà fún lòyìn kéré sí tó ń fẹ́ lórí so yóò kí ní iye awà tó ń fẹ́ tó lè kí ṣùgbọ́n bàbá ikú àbá yìí dàgbà tí ò lè kí wọ́n awà tó ń kí náà yẹn yóò wá jọ ènìyàn yìí táwọn ń kí tó ṣe tó ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwùlé kí rú ẹ̀ lónìí àwọn àtàdánù ni tábàárí wọn tó ẹ̀ ṣe wá jọ ẹ̀ ní wọn nígbà tó ìfẹ́ ìfẹ́ ọ̀rọ̀ ni bákan náà lára nǹkan tí a ń bọ̀ wà mohammed sallallahu alaihi wasallam ti máa ń ṣe òní kó máa ń ṣe ìtìkáfù láti lè fi wá òrùlé láti ìkọdìrì yìí òrùlé láti ìkọdìrì tá à mọ òru wo ló jẹ́ pàtó ṣùgbọ́n tó sáté ń fi pé ìkan bá àwọn òru mẹ́wàá àgbẹ̀ ìyẹn ṣùgbọ́n ọjọ́ òru wo gángan àlìsọ sànájà ọmọ ẹṣọ ìtìkáfù láti lè fi wá ṣe eléyìí ìkan tó dáa tá a bá lè ṣe fẹni tó bá rí tóun ráyè rẹ bó fi tó ráyè rẹ sí pé kò ṣe gbogbo yẹn ló ráyè rẹ ẹlòmíì nísìn àwọn responsibilities ń bẹ lórí rẹ ni bí a ẹbùn ayé mi níbi kan tó ṣe pé iṣẹ́ ń bẹ lọ́rùn ẹ̀ fi ẹ kó ṣe fáwọn èèyàn ṣé kó bí àwọn ọ̀ràn yẹn tó ń bẹ lórí rẹ tó gbé sílẹ̀ kó ló fẹ́ ṣe náà fílà ẹ̀sùn ẹ̀ńkọ́lẹ́jì irú nǹkan bẹ́ẹ̀. So ìrẹni tó bá ráyè rẹ ní nǹkan tó dáa ni ànábì sọ lára ṣe àwọn ìyàwó rẹ lẹ́yìn ẹ ṣe ọgbọ́n àwọn sáré náà ṣe fẹ́lẹ́ yìí nǹkan tó dáa ni tá a bá lè ṣe ìtorí ẹ̀tẹ̀ náà ni pé kò sí mọ́ṣáláṣí tá a ti lè ṣe ó bá jẹ́ pé mọ́ṣáláṣí jẹ̀máàní lẹ́nu kọ́ ni kó jẹ́ mọ́ṣáláṣí kaaba àbí titi madina àbí titi jerusalem kò sí mọ́ṣáláṣí tá a ti lè ṣe mọ́ṣáláṣí juma a lè ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀ èyí tí ò ṣe mọ́ṣáláṣí juma a lè ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀ a kàn máa jáde fún nǹkan tó bá jẹ́ nǹkan ọ̀ràn yẹn ẹni tó ṣe mọ́ṣáláṣí jẹ̀máà lásán yóò jáde láti lọ fi hàn juma ẹni tó ṣe mọ́ṣáláṣí juma ṣògbó yóò fẹ́ lọ́wọ́ ẹ̀ ó fẹ́ ṣe gbọ̀nsẹ̀ ó fẹ́ jẹun tí ò bá rẹni tí ó gbọ́n lọ́wọ́ fún gbogbo àwọn kan lè gbé jáde bá ní sọ láàbá ń ṣe ṣe ìtìkáfù ti ẹ̀ nìyí ṣùgbọ́n ìtìkáfù táwọn míì máa ń ṣe tó ṣe wípé wọ́n á wò pé òkè àwọn ó máa lọ bí iṣẹ́ àwọn ó máa dé eléyìí òkun tó kò bá ìlànà tánàbí gbé kalẹ̀ ṣùgbọ́n àlẹ́ sọ wípé ó rọ̀ jù torí pé pẹ́ńtẹ̀ yìí ti káfù òun náà ni kéèyàn bí máa mọ́ṣáláṣí kó dúró mọ́ṣáláṣí kó máa ṣe ìbáda ńlẹ̀ kó ń ka kùránì ó yan náfílà ó ṣàkáàfù sọ léyìn kan tó dáa yìí bó ṣe ọjọ́ kan lólo bó ṣe ọjọ́ méjì ni bó ṣe dájú ọjọ́ ni ìṣòro lóore ni ṣùgbọ́n èyí ti káfù bá náà ṣe ṣe òun ni èyí ti aṣílálàyé yìí أبدا الله سبحانه وتعالى يتعصف وعين الله بكل كل فرد وقوى سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.